Effective July 1st, new Texas data privacy law is strict on email collection and email marketing. Texas has passed their HB 4, joining a growing list of states which have passed their own data privacy laws, laws which impact email and email marketing, among other things. The new Texas law has a very short fuse. It goes into effect on July 1st, 2024, and affects any business which either is in Texas or which does business with individuals who reside in Texas. It is also very strict on email address collection, email use, and email marketing, and among other things, it requires consent before you do nearly anything non-transactional with someone's email address. We break it down for you here. Unlike most of the other new state privacy laws, including those of Connecticut, Colorado, Utah, and Virginia, the new Texas data privacy law doesn't itself spell out any size or revenue threshold in terms of whether the law is applicable to your business. Instead, it basically applies to any business which does not meet the definition of a, quote, small business by the federal government's Small Business Administration. According to the Small Business Administration, the Office of Advocacy defines a small business as an independent business having fewer than 500 employees. On another page, the SBA elaborates that in order to be designated as a small business, the business must be a for-profit business of any legal structure, be independently owned and operated, not be nationally dominant in its field, be physically located and operate in the U.S. or its territories. Anne adds that most manufacturing companies with 500 employees or fewer and most non-manufacturing businesses with average annual receipts under $7.5 million will qualify as a small business. So, again, if your business does not fall within these parameters, then the new Texas data privacy law does apply to you, whether you are a business headquartered in Texas or a business outside of Texas, but that does business with people who are in Texas. Here's specifically how the new Texas privacy law is applicable to email collection and email marketing. Remember, this law goes into effect July 1st, 2024. In order to understand how the new Texas data privacy law applies to the collection and use of email addresses, one needs to look specifically at two of the definitions contained within the law. Those are the definitions of personal data and of consent. Here are those definitions. Personal data means any information, including sensitive data, that is linked or reasonably linkable to an identified or identifiable individual. This term includes pseudonymous data when the data is used by a controller or processor in conjunction with additional information that reasonably links the data to an identified or identifiable individual. This term does not include de-identified data or publicly available information. Consent, when referring to a consumer, means a clear affirmative act signifying a consumer's freely given, specific, informed, and unambiguous agreement to process personal data relating to the consumer. The term includes a written statement, including a statement written by electronic means, or any other unambiguous affirmative action. The term does not include A, acceptance of a general or broad term of use or similar document that contains descriptions of personal data processing along with other unrelated information, B, hovering over, muting, pausing, or closing a given piece of consent, or C, agreement obtained through the use of dark patterns. We're not going to put the definitions of data controller and data processor here. The bottom line is that if you are collecting email addresses, sending email to email addresses, running a mailing list, doing email marketing, or any of those sorts of things, you meet the definition of controller, processor, or both. Here's what the Texas law says about the collection and use of personal data, which includes email addresses. Subchapter C. Controller and Processor Data-Related Duties and Prohibitions, Section 541.101, Controller Duties and Transparency, A, a controller. 1, shall limit the collection of personal data to what is adequate, relevant, and reasonably necessary in relation to the purposes for which that personal data is processed, as disclosed to the consumer. This is a short sentence with a lot of oomph. This clause actually means that you must disclose to someone what you are going to do with their email address before you do it. This means you must tell them that you are going to put them on a mailing list before you do it. 2, for purposes of protecting the confidentiality, integrity, and accessibility of personal data, shall establish, implement, and maintain reasonable administrative, technical, and physical data security practices that are appropriate to the volume and nature of the personal data at issue. This one is self-explanatory. B. A controller may not, 1, except as otherwise provided by this chapter, process personal data for a purpose that is neither reasonably necessary to nor compatible with the disclosed purpose for which the personal data is processed, as disclosed to the consumer, unless the controller obtains the consumer's consent. This reinforces the first clause above. You may not do anything with someone's email address unless either you have disclosed to them that you are going to do that thing with their email address, or you have the person's direct consent to do it. 2, process personal data in violation of state and federal laws that prohibit unlawful discrimination against consumers. 3, discriminate against a consumer for exercising any of the consumer rights contained in this chapter, including by denying goods or services, charging different prices or rates for goods or services, or providing a different level of quality of goods or services to the consumer. These two are self-explanatory and not, we hope, relevant to either your business practices or our discussion here. 4. Process the sensitive data of a consumer without obtaining the consumer's consent, or in the case of processing the sensitive data of a known child, without processing that data in accordance with the Children's Online Privacy Protection Act of 1988. This is the clause that really puts a fine point on it. You may not put someone's email address on a mailing list without their consent, because that amounts to processing it. That also means that you may not do cold emailing unless, arguably, you do it truly manually, typing in each person's email address into your mail client, although a legal argument can be made that this is also processing it. To see the full text of Texas's new data privacy law, or for additional information, visit us at gettotheinbox.com.